Alright, today is going to be a quick episode. Because what happened is I got an email at themoneypodcast@yahoo.com. So I figured I am just going to address the email and address it more. Okay, so the email was by someone asking me why did I start getting tattoos. Because I just wanted to, and I was nervous. I always thought it hurt. 2000 and whatever rolls around, and I go to someone. I was going to get the Rock Brahma bull. Turns out that's a Taurus bull because his birthday is May 2nd. So what I decided is not to get that, and I got a Jeff and Matt Hardy voice symbol. So, because if they can do high flying moves, they can do anything, so can I. So what I decided to do is in this video to talk about my tattoos. But first I want to say happy birthday to the local CCW wrestler Domino. A happy birthday. Support mental health at NAMI, N-A-M-I, and wear green. But that's a different story. Today's story is tattoos. My tattoos. The first tattoo is the Hardy Boys symbol I got. I got that because if they can do anything, so can I. Like graduating college, getting a nice job, living with a form of autism and mental health, and doing amazing things. You can do amazing things no matter who you are. Because it doesn't matter who you are or what you are. As long as you be you and be amazing at it. So my first tattoo was the Hardy Boys. Then my second tattoo was the Never Give Up I took from the John Cena shirt. If I gave up, I wouldn't have graduated college. I don't remember the orders of the tattoos I got except for them two. Next tattoo is Bart Simpson spray painting Bart Simpson. Story was, where I work, a kid drew a Bart Simpson for me. Wasn't that good, but I thought it was great. He has autism, so I was going to get Bart Simpson. My mom said, get it spray painted. But we didn't use that Bart Simpson. The tattoo artist said, that's not a good one. So we decided to do him spray painting himself on the wall. Like on a wall, but they don't have a wall there. But it is a nice tattoo, I think. I thought it was great. Funny story, but next is, I got a Power Rangers lightning bolt. That and the Simpsons are some of my favorite shows, but the Power Rangers lightning bolt has all the colors of the original, the red, white, green, blue, black, pink, yellow, all the main colors. I thought it was an amazing idea, and it's very colorful and nice. Next, I have my dog's paw print and her name under her name, so I know it's hers. I got two parts of her paw print because I didn't do it very well, and the artist put them together. Thanks, Photoshop. Next, I got a Goku tattoo. It's that face, the body, not the legs or the feet. And I got it redone the day Joe Biden got sworn into office, because I was off that day. It was January 20th, my birthday. I think it was Martin Luther King Day. I got it redone. I didn't love how it was the first time, because it looked like he was ripping out of the shirt, but it was just missing color. And that's what he meant it as, but it didn't work out. Next, I got a Snoopy hugging Charlie Brown. Also, you could say Charlie Brown hugging Snoopy. Basically, I was going to get a Beatles tattoo, but then no Beatles. I was going to walk out, so I said Snoopy and Charlie Brown. We looked it up, and I got it. And I got a tattoo that says, heck yeah, I got it from my Cody Lee shoes. Cody Lee is an autistic and blind piano player and singer. I got that, but that's his saying. And I really believe in him. He can do so many great things. And I love one of his songs. Next, I got a Luffy from One Piece. Monkey D. Luffy tattoo. It was done in 2 sessions. It's really not that detailed compared to a lot of tattoos that size. Maybe, I don't know. But I love it. I think. Next, I got a Super Mario tattoo. Super Mario 3. Like the 8-bit color. I got that because it's one of the best video games ever. I love it. It's one of my favorites. And I got the Luffy because it's one of my favorite animes. And don't judge a book by its cover. He's a pirate. But he helps people and loves people. And I got Goku because that's another one of my favorite animes. But it's also, he doesn't do it for the recognition and the fame. He does it because he loves it. He helps people. Next, I got Chucky Finster from Rugrats. He's got anxiety. So do I. So it's like my anxiety tattoo. I got a Steamboat Willie. Because the first time I watched it, I fell in love with that cartoon. You don't need color. You don't need words. All you need is quality. And I got a WWE symbol. Because it's something I've watched almost my whole life. I got a tattoo for my friend Nikki, who passed away, who took her own life a few years ago. We were going to get the same tattoo, but didn't. She died before that. And we also got the Beatles. I got a Beatles tattoo. Their four faces, simple. I actually did get a Beatles tattoo years later. Even though I decided one or two years before that, I didn't. Okay, I got Z-Man with a halo and wings. My dad died a year ago. That was his nickname. I got a tattoo that says The Undertaker with that symbol in his name, that whatever he had. That's because he's my favorite wrestler. And put it in. And the color didn't stay, so I had to go to a different artist who got it to stay. 19 tattoos, pretty amazing. I don't have any guest star for this episode to be on, so it's going to be a quick episode. Any questions, email me at themoneypodcast@yahoo.com. If you want to be a guest star on the podcast, themoney@yahoo.com. And if you want to be seeing my tattoos in a picture, I'll send it to you if you email me there. And you can show your tattoos. I could talk about them on air if you want. Or on the podcast. I'm going to go in a minute. Thank you for every time you listen. I just wanted to make a quick episode and put this out there. My tattoos. Because that's one of the topics I wanted to talk about. I have 19 of them. And I will be getting more. And, well, actually, I didn't bring up my last tattoo. An autism symbol. It's one of those, what's it called? Ribbons with autism puzzle pieces and says autism under it. The artist I went to, he actually made it his own. From the picture that was there, but did it a little different, his own. And I forgot to mention one more tattoo. It really, really, really hurt. But I got it. It was a dog. It doesn't look so great like a dog, but it's a testament to pain, I guess. There you have it. Sorry if I missed any of my tattoos, but hope you have a nice week. Maybe I'll have a guest on next time. And we'll go from there. Hope you have a nice week and hope for the best. And tell me about your tattoos if you want. Because I think tattoos are amazing. They're the perfect way to express yourself. You can tell your life story in a tattoo. It can all be meaningful to you in every way. That autism symbol, because I have autism, I wanted to get a tattoo that just shows it all, that I have it, that I'm proud to have it. Now, I'm eventually going to get my other dog, Cody's paw print. He would let me easier get it. Definitely. But thank you, everyone. Eventually, I'm going to have maybe a wrestler on. Or one of my friends I talked to online who's an artist. Music artist. And maybe other people. We'll try to get some good names on. Maybe a couple relatives. Thank you. Have a nice week.